Clyde Pelkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Heaven is a God-made place. It belongs to our dad, and it's our homeland. For members of the body of Christ, I'm not talking here about the New Jerusalem, which is Israel's glorious capital city that will one day come down out of heaven. When Paul talks about our citizenship being in heaven, he's not referring to the pearly gates or the streets of gold. No, something far better. Something Paul spoke of as being up far above all heavens, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 10. This highest heaven is where our Lord, glorified, ascended to when he sat down at the right hand of God, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20. It is this place that we have been identified with in him, where he's made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. It's this high place of celestial glory for which you and I are destined. It is where our hope has been laid up for us, according to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 5. It is more wonderful than our earthly minds can even imagine. Little wonder Paul says in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1 and 2, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. By the way, even though heaven's a God-made place, there's one thing that's there that's also man-made. Do you know what it is? It's the print of the nails in his hands and his feet. There will be no mistake about who he is. They will be the constant testimony of his great love for us. They're the marks of love. They will be the reminder of all that we have because of him. They are the marks of our riches. They are the seal of our paid sins. Oh yeah, they'll be a testament to man's efforts of wickedness, and they'll be a testament to God's great victory over sin. Even Israel will one day look upon him whom they pierced, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. And the end result, of course, will be that all Israel shall be saved. Romans chapter 11, verse 26. Oh, the glorious sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Daly and Vincent singing By the Mark.
When I cross over, I will shout. By the mark where the nails have the sign upon his precious skin, his precious skin.